Scott Lavender, head of touring in Finland and Baltics from the Live Nation. Good evening.
Good evening.
Gwyn and Adam Lambert played their first of their two concerts in Finland yesterday here in Tampere, and the Rhapsody tour continues tonight at Nokia Arena. What kind of feelings you have when you think to yesterday's concert?
Well, it was a great start to the two shows. Venue looked great, and band had a good time, and the audience had a great time. So yeah, it was a great start.
Lots of things have happened since you announced that Queen and Adam Lambert is coming to Finland. What kind of process it was to find a new place for this show?
Well, it's quite tricky, yeah, because you know the production is one of the biggest type of productions you can get, and there's very few venues which can accommodate that. And of course, when the arena in Helsinki wasn't available, then we looked straight to Nokia because it's like the similar size venue for the production, etc. So, but unluckily it was available on the dates that we needed. And but of course, you know, it's quite a big job to move audiences from a Helsinki show to, you know, with one ticket company, and then go to another venue 180 kilometers away. But we have a really good ticketing team, and we had good cooperation with all the ticketing companies, and the artists was, you know, very good to cooperate, and the audiences have been, you know, very loyal to come to the show.
How do you see the Nokia Arena as a place to do this kind of concerts or shows?
That's perfect. Yeah. It's an international level, you know, brand new venue. So it's real, you know, pleasure to do shows here. And we actually, you know, we've been doing quite a few shows here now, and I think this is the biggest one that we've done so far. But you know, it can handle it very easily.
Okay, that's great to hear. At least I am from Tampere, so I can hope there is coming lots of more of this kind of shows to Tampere.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yes.
Yeah. Have you already got some kind of feedback about yesterday's concert from the audience or from the band?
Well, both really. Yeah. I mean, the band organization were really happy with it, and the audience response was amazing. You know, so you know, the band themselves are really happy. Management and the whole tour staff, you know, everything run really smoothly. So you know, it's a really good event for them. And then from the audience point of view, yeah, I mean, I think the only thing we've had is like really positive feedback. And if you look at our social medias and stuff, you know, we're seeing words like, you know, magical and unforgettable and top five shows ever seen, etc. So you know, it really is a really special show, and people seem to be really liking it.
Okay, that's great to hear. What about tonight's concert? Is it sold out, or is there still tickets available for the show?
No, the show is sold out. I mean, of course, when you have on the last day of a show, there might be a handful of tickets released once the production is in, and people are, you know, we kind of look at if there's anything single seats available. So it's always worth, you know, checking with the ticket companies during the afternoon. If something comes up, we'll put it on sale. But basically, it's right now it's sold out, so there isn't anything available.
Okay, thank you, Scott, and have a nice evening with Queen and Adam Lambert.
Thank you.
Live Nationin Suomen ja Baltian johtaja Scott Lavender kertoi tuossa edellä, että eilinen Queenin ja Adam Lambertin show oli hieno startti kahden illan konserteille ja kahdelle konsertille, jotka Tampereella esitetään. Lava näytti hienolta ja yleisöllä oli hauskaa, joten kelpasi tämä kahden shown setti aloittaa. Kysyin myös tuosta areenan ja esiintymispaikan vaihtumisesta ex-Hartwall-areenalta Tampereelle. Scott Lavender kertoi, että se oli mutkikas prosessi, ja silloin kun kävi ilmi, että Helsingissä keikkaa ei voida järjestää, niin katse kääntyi nopeasti Nokia-areenan suuntaan, koska se on saman kokoinen areena suunnilleen kuin mitä entinen Hartwall-areena on. Ja onneksi päivämäärät, jotka tarvittiin, oli vapaana ja sitten se siirtoprosessi, itse työ siirron osalta oli vaikea, mutta yhteistyö sujui kaikkien osapuolien kanssa jouhevasti, joten lopulta sitten siirto onnistui. Nokia-areenasta keikkapaikkana hän kertoi, että se on täydellinen kansainvälisen tason areena ja lupaili, että varmasti on lisää samanlaisia keikkoja tulossa Tampereelle Nokia-areenalle. Se on tietysti hienoa kuulla ja kysyin myös palautteesta, onko tullut eilisestä keikasta palautetta ja kuulemma on jo tullut. Yleisö on kertonut, että se on ollut top 5 konsertteja, joissa on koskaan ollut ja myös bändi ja koko bändin management-porukka on ollut tyytyväinen siihen, miten asiat on Tampereella järjestetty. Tämän illan keikka, se on loppuun myyty, mutta Scott Lavender sanoi, että kannattaa käydä vielä katsomassa lippupalveluiden sivuilta sitä, että voisiko jotain irtolippuja vielä myyntiin tulla. Usein niin tapahtuu, että kourallinen lippuja vielä vapautuu keikkapäivänä, joten kannattaa käydä katsomassa, josko lippuja illaksi vielä Queenin ja Adam Lambertin keikalle olisi.